You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 77, Google Will Ruin Everything on July 1st. I was doing the dramatic pause, mostly so I knew where to cut the podcast.
Oops.
No, it's okay. It's all right, because this will be its own section. So Google made a and they've been doing this spring cleaning. This is their second year doing it. And so they announced recently that they're going to stop supporting a bunch of things. Some examples there, they're going to cut off AppleScript, some CalDev API support, Google Building Maker, Google Cloud Connect, Google Reader, Google Voice Apps for BlackBerry, search it. Wait a second. They're going to kill Google Reader.
Yeah.
And they literally buried that in the middle of a huge bullet list of stuff.
Services that nobody really cares about that much.
Yeah.
And then they're one of their most popular services in their entire ecosystem.
So from what I understand, from a sheer number standpoint, it's not like one of the most popular, but it's one of the most used by people.
Yeah, it doesn't have a gigantic number of people behind it, but yeah, the actual like resonance time on it is insane. Like the amount of time that people will just hang out on that page it's absurd. Like it gets numbers that everybody drools for. Like Facebook doesn't even scratch the surface of what Reddit has a hard time believing how much resonance time people spend on Google Reader. It's absurd how effective of a product it is. And they decided to close it down.
Here's what I would like to do. Okay, I want you to open up Google Reader.
Okay.
Well, you still can.
I don't know.
July 1st, by the way, in case you missed that. If you open it up,
yes.
Go to the little sprocket and go to Reader Settings. Okay.
Okay.
And then go to the Goodies tab. It's going to be the fourth one over.
Yeah.
Is it Goodies? No. What do I want?
Import export.
No. Where did it go? It used to be here. I thought it was in the Goodies. Your phone, subscribe to your stuff. Oh, never mind. Go back to Google Reader.
Okay. I don't
know where it is. And under all items.
Okay.
Okay, is trends.
Okay.
Click on that.
All right.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted. So, it should have like a sentence for you, giving you a little summary here.
Yeah.
So I'll read mine first. From your 154 subscriptions, so many I have, over the last 30 days,
yeah,
I have read 5,859 items.
Oh, my goodness.
Clicked on 136. I haven't starred any because I don't use it. Read later. And I've emailed 9.
Nice.
And then I'll give you the other little stat once you share yours.
So I have been going crazy with work. So my last 30 days aren't nearly as impressive. From your 17 subscriptions, which part of the problem is I only have 17 subscriptions. Okay.
Okay.
Obviously my number's way lower than yours because I'm already on the defensive. Over the last 30 days, and you've only read 534 articles, clicked on 158. So I've actually clicked on more, but I've read fewer. And
fair enough. That's because you like Mac Daily News, and they force you to click.
Well, no, I actually click on all of them. I mean, I actually don't like reading stuff in the Reader, believe it or not. Because it's kind of like how I manage my workflow when reading stuff. I tend to click out on stuff.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Yeah. I'm assuming that over time that would have been a higher number, but anyway,
yeah.
So tell me your, especially about 157 subscriptions. I can't believe that's astounding to me.
So on that, so yeah, I have 154. And I would say, so part of it is like I follow personal blogs and individual stuff. I follow I can say this word, individual YouTube feeds. So like, for example, How It Should Have Ended. I figured out how to parse YouTube's URLs because they don't officially have an RSS feed anymore. But I figured out how to parse the URL so that I can get specific user uploads. So anytime a user uploads it, whether it's unlisted or not, I get both. I can see their upload, which is kind of crazy. And so, like, How It Should Have Ended is one of those that I do it. There's some jiu-jitsu ones that I follow, some individual people that I follow. And so I've got, like...
So have you gotten any fun unlisted ones that you want to share with us?
No, they're for some of them, what I'll notice is that they're actually – it's a video that they're putting up that they're going to use on like a blog post. You know, and so they don't want it to be listed right away because they're going to do the blog post later. And so I've seen that. But
it's sort of like –
wow, James, double following there. But so I've got like – I have for 7 or 8 of those are just YouTube channels. So the amount that they update is not very often.
Right.
And then I follow a bunch of personal blogs. I've probably got like 15 or 20 of those of just friends who they may do post an update once a week or once a month maybe. Some of them
– So what are the other 120 subscriptions?
Yeah, well, so I follow – I've probably got like here, you know what? There's a way to answer this. Show all. Yeah, I've got, I actually have a bunch of Twitter feeds, which I guess are all broken now, except for, I have one, maybe it's a search that is, replies back to me. I have that into my RSS feed. So I guess those are, how many of those? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So I got like 12 of those, which I guess are technically dead. But because it only shows when it's updated, you know, I don't care. I don't delete them because they're just not
right.
Which I might do some cleaning now. In terms of like tech news, I follow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, tech blogs. But some of them are like for sites, like for example, GigaOM. I actually follow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 individual author feeds because I didn't want the entire thing, but there are certain writers were like, I like what you write about. I like your topics. I like your style. I like your skills. So I get those individually. I follow a lot of them will be for like product sites. Like for example, BankSimple, Cloudflare, Dropbox, HipMonk, Mint, Remember the Milk, things like that. X-Plane.
So basically what you're saying.
30 of those.
You have a ton.
I follow a bunch of sports stuff, like the NFL Network videos. I follow specific sports teams and all of the game highlights. I have those. This is a big part of my life, which is why this is a big deal. I follow Christian blogs.
What's funny about this is like I follow 3 tech sites that I actually churn through all their articles almost every week: TechCrunch and Gadget, Mac Daily News. Which, like I said, you can tell the last 30 days have been busy for me because that's actually upwards to 1,500 articles a week between just those 3.
And
I haven't been quite doing that, so I've really honed my search skills. But you know, one of the things is like I only get about half my articles from Google Readers like links. I spend a lot of time on other venues looking, you know, trying to find that cool story.
See, mine is 99%.
Right.
Comes from, and as you can see, I figured out how to bring it all to me. I mean, here's an even better one. I found this service that you can take an email and have it emailed to the service and it turns it into an RSS feed. And so there are sometimes I get emails, like for example, I subscribe to MLS property listings. And so the way the service works is it emails it to you daily, or anytime a new one pops up, it just emails it to you. And I was like, this is horrible. And so I now have it set up a filter where it automatically forwards it and then deletes the email. And then it forwards it to this other service, which turns it into a feed. And so I just get it in my RSS reader. And so,
right.
You know, so that's where I see the emails. I follow, looks like,
wait a second.
Finance blogs.
I want to hear this. I know I'm kind of jumping around, cool. But I want to hear your overall number, your big number.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah. So I think I proved the point that this is this is part of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Since October 12th, 2006, which is when I signed up for this.
Okay.
I have read a total of 263,820 items. With currently 5 sitting in my inbox that I haven't read yet.
What? That's absurd. Yeah, see, I don't use it nearly as much as you. Since April 15th, 2008, one I haven't been using as long, you have read a total of 41,663.
Which is still a lot.
Yeah, it's still a tremendous number of articles. That's nuts. That's nuts.
And it's funny. Reading, let's see, between 1 and 4 p.m. So during work, and then at like 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I actually, you know, it's funny. You know what I use? You know what I enjoy most? Google Reader I use as a tool, but I have all my comic, webcomic stuff fed into it. So this is a bigger question. So what's, okay.
Which I only do like 2, the Oatmeal and XKCD, which are both in my feed, but.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Which are hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of Cyanide and Happiness. They they're a little rough around the edges, but I like them. So what I was going to say is, I mean, this is a bigger thing, right? Okay, so one of the interesting articles I read was a thing called Why RSS is Important. And this guy's big complaint was, and this is sort of like setting us up for the bigger, you know, question. Well, let's start here. What is Google doing actually? I don't want to talk about that quite yet. So why did Google do this? And I read a couple of articles, and basically what they said was quite a few times, in the past couple of years, they've actually tried to shut down the Google Reader team and move them into different projects. Like when Buzz came around, they tried to shut down Google Reader and move the team to Buzz.
Oh, I'm glad.
Some other one, I can't remember what it was. And even when Google Plus first launched, they were like, we're going to shut down Google Reader and move the team into Google Plus. And the Google Reader team was like, please don't do that. We really like our jobs. We like what we're doing. the team was very resistant, and it still was a big enough of a product to hang around and keep doing what they're doing. But Google really, really liked them because they were the only group at Google that Google feels has been really successful at social, as they claim it. And what people really found was that they were really sharing articles via Google Reader prior to their changes a few years back.
That what a joke! Buzz, are you kidding?
So basically what's going on here is what's driving Google crazy is they're saying, on one hand, Google Reader is pulling use out of Google Plus because they want you to use Google Plus for this sort of thing.
It doesn't work that way.
I know. That's what everybody's saying. And then the other thing is they're saying the Google Reader team is the only one that figured out how to do it. So let's move these guys over there. They're a brilliant team. They're just they're super.
The reason why they figured it out is it's an inbox of articles.
I know. Well, but the thing is it doesn't there. And what they're saying is, and you know, it's like whatever. Google's allowed to do whatever they want to do. But you know, their thing is that it's not a product that helps them move forward. It, like, doesn't give them, you know, what are they? They're an advertising company. How do they make money advertising? By giving like really brilliantly targeted ads.
Dude, they could have advertised this up the wazoo, and they didn't, and it kills me.
Well, but the question is,
they know exactly what I'm reading. They know exactly what I'm interested in because they know what I'm subscribed to, and they know what I click on, and they can mine that all day long, and they can feed that information across search, across Gmail, across Google+, everywhere. I don't care. They know more about me and what I like than anything else.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
this was a boneheaded move on there, and I just—it's another one too where it's like. I realize not everyone uses it, but I read a bunch of articles, which is good, that there are a whole bunch of other tech people, you know, like who actually like make a living off of their tech blogs who use Google Reader as a part of their job. And so they're just like freak out mode. And which I don't blame them. And I'm just kind of like Google had, they were doing something good for the world. And they were keeping people who liked them. Because I feel like, you know, even if Google did a whole bunch of other stupid stuff and, you know, really messed with them, people at least go, yeah, but there's Google Reader and it's awesome. And these are the people who are writing articles and forming the opinion of the tech world.
That's what's so interesting about this one is that this is like you're attacking the people that spread your message. That's what they've done. Is there, you know, and that to me is the most fascinating part of this entire thing. Is it's they're messing with you and I. Like, there's plenty of other stuff going on this week, and we want to talk about those other things. But really and truly, no, we're going to talk about this because it affects us directly in how we perform here.
I got to be honest. My initial reaction was our podcast could be done if there's not a viable alternative. Because as you've seen, I live and die on this thing. Which maybe that's right. My fault for, you know, becoming dependent or whatever.
But what are you supposed to do? It's like there was nobody else out there because Google crushed all the competition.
I worked under the assumption that it's Google, you know, they support these ideas and that the product is useful and is good, and all they got to do is maintain it. Okay, fine. Apparently, it uses a lot of server space because they cache all these articles and they got to have them ready to go instantly and blah, blah, blah. Fine.
Their biggest problem is that you're not using Google+. Well, and the thing is if they
but
were
I
add
do.
The RSS,
when I
no.
find a good article, I do share it on Google+.
Yeah, and what I wonder with a tool like this is why don't you move it into Google+? Unless it is just a space problem. I mean, you know, which seems absurd since this is, you know, you're talking about a bunch of text, but
so Owen Malik, who is the founder of GigaOM.
Yeah.
He interviewed Chris Weatherwell. Weatherwell?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's the creator of Google Reader. He was the guy who kind of got it all going, which is cool. And he was just kind of like, so what do you think about it? And he was saying that very early on, Google management tried to kill the idea before it even got off the ground. And they said, and they decided to continue working on it and to keep trying it and keep pushing it. And he said that from the very beginning, upper management did not like the product for some reason. And so he was like, we always felt like we were on borrowed time. And they even had like a little sign. That said, like, days since cancellation. Because upper management was like, no, we're not going to fund this. And so they went, okay, fine, we'll do it on our free time. We'll make it happen. We think this is an important way to do it. And, you know, which, like, even the creators were passionate about this product. And
right.
I just, like, there's something there. You've got this passionate, it's a small but passionate user base. And I get it. Google's got a scale issue. HP does the same thing, right? Where we'll have a product idea and we'll run the numbers on it and they'll go, oh, it's only like a $500 million idea. It's not worth our time. You're just like,
yeah.
Okay.
That
back this
absurd.
Up a step.
Yeah.
It is worth our time, just so you know. And they're like, no, it's genuinely not. If we can't make $1 billion or more off of it, it's not worth putting a significant amount of time and resources on because it operates at that scale. And,
right.
And Google's in the same boat, which is crazy that they don't make a ton of money off of Android, but yet they're still willing to go forward with it, which, you know, I guess if you gotta, you know, if you're going to do some money-losing products, you know,
yeah.
I'll pick a couple, I suppose. But again, this is one that just was full of rich information. They could have done advertising right in line, right in between my feeds. I do not care. I would have been okay with that.
But the problem is what they're doing, and their concern is that there's more than just money resources in all of this. It's the time resources. It's the talent resources. They've got an unbelievably passionate and talented team working on a product that very few people use, and then they have their most passionate users spend all of their time on this. And even though it's a small group, it's like they don't want people spending their time on this. They want people spending their time on Google Plus. Come on, get over. As though we are going to go to Google Plus instead of, like, say, I don't know, Facebook for this sort of thing. It's crazy. It blows my mind. And it's like, and the big question is, you know, like, what comes after this? And you know, what comes next? And obviously, like, one of the things is you know, does it need to be RSS? And, like, and I read this one, this really good article from The Verge, and it was titled "Why RSS Still Matters," and you know, the subtitle: "Think Twitter Can Replace RSS? Think Again." And basically, what this guy got into was like the idea that this was a big sorting algorithm. It was a way to manage a torrent of information. But he actually gets into the bigger concept of what an RSS feeder is. And most importantly, the reason why RSS is so important is because it's an open standard. Twitter's not an open standard. You can have APIs and stuff, but they've already proven that when things aren't advantageous to their business, they shut them down, which is why, you know, which he sits there and quite eloquently argues, you can't rely on that, and so people won't. Whereas, you know, RSS as a format where you put your articles and you build stuff to go forward, and, you know, or you build stuff that, like, outputs an RSS stuff, you know, that's all open, and theoretically anybody can make a reader for it, and, you know, and so people. But one of the big ideas here is that, like, because it was this cool way to broadcast new articles, and it was sort of had this, like, it had this very, very fluid format that basically stripped content from format. You know, that's mm-hmm. the beauty of it, right? And because they were doing that, it allowed them to do this brilliant thing around, you know, people around the world do this brilliant thing, which all blogs are based off nowadays, which is all blogs are essentially RSS readers. One RSS feed, and that one RSS feed, you know, is built with its own skin and style. That's all a blog is nowadays.
True.
And so they're, you know, and so on one hand, you've got, like, the fact that it's all, you know, on one hand, you got the fact that it's, you know, you got all these, it's this rich ecosystem and tons of different people use it, and so it's not going to go away because it's, you know, it's not like, oh,
RSS
readers,
won't go away.
You know, RSS won't go. It's not like the guys over at WordPress are going to be like, well, Google Reader's not around anymore, so I guess we'll completely change everything. But the thing is that it's like, it over time, without centralized RSS readers, that will have a corrosive effect on them, because people are going to figure out the best way to broadcast this information. And so if somebody else takes over, they will change things. If a non-RSS reader takes over as a format for disseminating information,
well,
like Twitter.
I mean, that's kind of like Twitter and Facebook, and now technically Google Plus. You know, they don't do RSS.
Right.
Which is part of what the whole stink is about it. You know,
right.
It's the whole walled garden thing. Is, no, if you want to get the information, you've got to go onto their services, which
right.
is annoying, because I used to actually subscribe to a Facebook RSS.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, and it's, like, funny. I used to subscribe to a Dig RSS. I mean, that was back in the day when I was still on Dig, which was their entire torrent of new articles. That was impossible to keep up with. I think I tried to keep up with it for, like, a week, because it was, like, thousands a day, and I don't know what was.
See, I think I used to – I did top stories for a while.
Yeah.
Because that – you could actually kind of follow that. But then after a while, I figured out that the ones I actually cared about, I'd already seen all my other feeds.
Right. But I sit there and I go, it's a fascinating little blip in the universe. And, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's like, you know, man, when Google came out with – well, yeah, you're right. Google – what's so weird about this is that there's just nobody else. Nobody else was even trying to compete in this space because Google.
Well, there are. It's just Google owns 90% of the market, or used to. I've had people sending me articles on replacements, which is nice about it. I had one. It was 8 Google Reader alternatives that will ease your RSS pain. Feedly is one of them, which I guess in the last 48 hours, they had 500,000 people sign up. And so they were like, hey, we like increased our server space 10x the size, and we're going to be taking your feedback to try to make it better. Because they suddenly realized they got something good out of this. And so which is one I'll probably be checking out. News Blur is another one. The Old Reader, which literally looks like Google Reader, but from a little while ago. Net Vibes is one. Pulse, which is more like if you have a lot of photo-heavy stuff, that's a good one. Flipboard is one, which Flipboard has officially said that even once Google Reader dies, they will remember your feeds and pull them for you. Nice. Which I care about that one because honestly, because I was thinking about this, I probably read at least 50% of my stories using Flipboard on my phone now. But it's connected to the Google Reader API, which means I can jump onto my computer and it is up to date. And you know what I mean? I'm not trying to manage multiple feeds. It's all, which is what was the power about Google Reader, is it had that API. So I could try Flipboard, I could try Feedly or Read Feeder, whatever it is on my phone. You know, I could try these different reading programs, and you know, and I was just, it was just all based off the Google Reader feed. So I'm kind of like the first one who has an API that it starts to actually get adopted by some of these other reading services. That's the one that will win.
Then did you hear about Dig?
I did hear that Dig is planning on making one, but it doesn't exist yet. And once they make one, I will export all my feeds. I guess first I'll do my own version of spring cleaning.
Yeah, really.
I kind of see if I can't whittle that down to like under 100. I think it's possible. And actually have those written out and have my own document of them. And then and then I'm going to sign up for – I'll probably try 4 or 5 and just kind of see which one I like the most. But Dig said that they're going to work on one. Like I said, Feedly is trying to make one. Or they're trying to really step it up. There was another one in there that made an announcement. But they're like, oh, yeah, we're getting in on it too. I think Zeit might have been it where they like built one in 6 hours, which you're like, all right, cool. It's not hard. I mean, it's just a – feed parser with an unread count. That's the trick, right? Is I don't want the stream, or I don't want the river of information where I only pick up news when I dip my feet in. I want it to wait for me. I want it to build up, and then I want to be able to work through it on my own time.
Right, which is, then that's the thing, is that it like that. Yeah, I mean, that's the brilliant.
And it's possible, oldest the newest.
Right, yeah.
The Flipboard doesn't allow that, which is annoying.
And well, I actually like it the other way around, but
that's fine.
That's the reason why I have so few, why I follow so few people on Twitter, is because it doesn't wait for me, and so in order to be able to keep up with everything, I need very few things going on, and you know, and
so are you saying our show is going to suddenly become like an hour long? So we're like, well, nothing much happened, we missed it all.
Yeah. I mean, like. Thankfully, like I said, I get all sorts of articles rolling all over the place, so I'm too close.
Yeah, well, it's but, so I am sad.
But still.
I saw another friend, he posted a picture of his, and he had over 300,000, I literally said 300,000 plus articles.
Oh, baby.
I was like, man. And he was another one that was just, he was like, it's part of his life. It just, I don't know. I'm...
it's different, you know, and that's the thing, is it's like this real tool, like, you know, if things like Reddit, or where there's just sort of a, like, you know, the stream of information that never stops, it's fun, but, you know, if you use Reddit at all, you realize there are all sorts of inside jokes, and if you stop using it for a day, you come back and you're like, I don't get this inside joke. I can tell it's an inside joke, but I don't get it. And you have to go into the comments and find out what everybody's talking about, because that stream never stops. Whereas this, the stream stopped for you. I mean, and it's crazy. It's just nuts. It's frustrating.
It sounds like it will be solved. Marco Armit, who I like, he was the creator of Instapaper and now the creator of the magazine, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
They got his perspective on it because he has Google Reader will plug into his stuff. And he was like, you know what, for the intermediate term, it's going to be horrible and we're all going to hate it. He goes, but in the long term, it'll probably be good because there'll be a bunch of competition and a bunch of innovation that'll happen in the next year or so as people compete to get those eyeballs who are smaller than Google and, the numbers are actually meaningful. And he goes, and they'll be built for today's social sharing. And then Google will be kicking itself for not thinking of it, but that's okay.
So they get.
Their upper management never ever saw the value of it, which is just crazy to me. But
mind blowing.
Whatever. I'm sure they have crazy stats where a bunch of people sign up, they start reading their feeds, it gets overwhelming, and they give up. Yeah. And that was probably another pain point for people. And Google never figured out how to solve that one. And which is whatever. It is what it is. So we'll move on. We will embrace change. As I find stuff and as you find stuff, we'll share them with you. And
I'm a bit of a procrastinator, so probably January 2nd is going to be a really hard day for me.
July 2nd?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I got Flipboard, which Flipboard was like, don't worry about it. It will still work the next day. So I was like, okay, I just need to, was going to wait. I'll probably wait until mid-April before I really start diving into the options, kind of let a couple things shake out first. Cause I think everyone is still just in freak out mode.
Yeah. And dude, it's going to be like, wait a second. I gotta check this out. I can predict the day that all of a sudden I'm going to freak out. And I'll tell you what day it is. It is, because it's July 1st is when it goes, right?
Yeah.
So, it's going to be June 30th, because June 30th is a Sunday, which means I'll be doing my last minute show prep, and all of a sudden it's going to click. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I got to figure this out. By tomorrow.
At the very least, export your feeds.
I was going to say, I probably won't have exported my feeds by then. I mean, it'll be like, we'll be in the middle of the show like, James, we have 2 hours before they shut this thing down. I got to go now.
Yeah, you'd be like, they meant West Coast time, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, yeah, hopefully you share and find something and I'm, like, on a whim, I'll actually do it. But,
which it sounds probably, like if you sign up before they actually shut it down, the import process is pretty seamless. Because they're just like, yeah, we'll grab your stuff for you and save it.
That's what I've heard with a lot of these. But, okay, cool. Well, we'll keep you updated.